हाई ओपी जनवल्लभगिरिहरण यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोद यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय जय गौर प्रेमानंदे जय श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 5 Chapter number 14, text number 39 and 40. These are prose, so we'll just try to read. Yad idam yoganusanam na va etad aruvadaten yan nyasadanda munayo upasam shila upartatmanaha samavagachanti. We'll try to read the word-to-word translation. Yad, which, idam, this ultimate abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yoga anushasasam, only to be achieved by the practicing devotional service. Na, not. Va, either etat this path of liberation avarundhate obtain yet therefore nyastarandaha person who have given up envying others manaya saintly persons upasama shilaha who are now situated in a most peaceful existence. Upaharata Atmanaha, who have control over the mind and senses. Samavega Chanti, very easily obtained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and mind and they easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, a materialist person cannot associate with them. Purport. The great saint Jada Bharat describes both the miserable condition and the means to get out. The only way out of it is association with devotees. And this association is very easy. Although unfortunate people also get this opportunity, due to their great misfortune, they cannot take shelter of pure devotees. And consequently, they continuously suffer. Nonetheless, this Krishna consciousness movement insists that everyone take to this path by adopting the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. The preacher of the Krishna consciousness go from door to door to inform people how they can be relieved from their miserable conditions of material life. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Krishna and Guru, one can get the seed of devotional service. If one is a little intelligent, he can cultivate Krishna consciousness and be freed from the miserable conditions of material life. Text number 40, we'll read the translation. There were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body and this is my property. Thus, they simply created enmity with rival kings, fought with them, and died without having discharged life's real mission. Purport. The real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service so that he may revive Krishna consciousness after giving up the body. One doesn't have to give up his occupation as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra or whatever. In any position while discharging his prescribed duty, one can develop Krishna consciousness simply by associating with the devotees who are representative of Krishna and who can teach this science. Regretfully, the big politician and leaders in the material world simply create enmity and are not interested in spiritual advancement. Material advancement may be very pleasing to all ordinary men, but ultimately it is defeated because he identifies himself with the material body and consider everything related to it to be his property. This is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to him, not even the body. By one's karma, one gets a particular body, and if he does not utilize his body to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all his activities are frustrated. The real purpose of life is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Atha pumbir dvijashreshta varanashrama vibhagasa svanuschitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. It really doesn't matter what activity a man engages in. If he simply satisfies the Supreme Lord, his life is successful. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurol Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Nitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, so I'd like to welcome all of you for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. I thank His Grace Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu for His sincere dedication in hearing Krishna Katha and organizing Krishna Katha every day consistently. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5. Chapter number 14, text number 39 and 40. The chapter is entitled as The Forest of Enjoyment. So we are continuing the conversation between King Rahugana and Maharaj Jadabharat. And herein he is describing how this material world is futile and how the pleasures of this world is temporary. And he is giving different examples. So, this verse, I'll read the translation again. Text number 39 says, saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and mind and they easily attain the path of liberation, the path of back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable condition of life, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport talks about the power of association, the power of associating with devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, when he started the ISKCON society, Srila Prabhupada in his book has written, I think it is Nectar of Instruction, he said, we have created the Krishna consciousness movement only for the sole purpose so that people can take the association of devotees. I remember we had a meeting with His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj many years ago, and we had a lot of questions to Maharaj that, Maharaj, what is the vision of Govardhaniko village? What is the vision? Why have you created this place? And everybody was expecting that Maharaj will speak a very nice, lofty answer. Maharaj will give, okay, this is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the reason. Maharaj just said one thing. He said, the purpose of creating Govardhaniko village is to get or give chance for people to associate with devotees. And he said that we should give chance to people to associate with devotees, and in that association they will get purified. So Srila Prabhupada has n number of times given this opportunity of creating the Krishna consciousness movement. And we have seen Srila Prabhupada also mentioned this statement. He says that if one thinks he can practice Krishna consciousness without the association of devotees, then he is an insane person. I'll repeat, Srila Prabhupada said that if one feels that he doesn't require the association of devotees, then he is an insane person. So, many years ago, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave a class, and in that class, I think it is one of the 5-star lectures, Maharaj was speaking about one devotee from New Vrindavan. So this devotee was chanting Hare Krishna. So he started chanting 16 rounds, then 32 rounds, then 64 rounds, and then he felt that, let me chant whole day. And then slowly and steadily, he only used to chant the holy name. He used to not engage in the practical services. So then all the devotees started feeling that he's an advanced devotee. He's chanting so many rounds. So then he also felt that I'm so advanced. Then he started chanting more. And then one fine day he said that I'm going to Vrindavan. I want to become Babaji. I'll only chant the holy name whole day and night. So then devotees told him that, oh no, Prabhupada has made such a beautiful place. Just be in the association, just serve. Then he said, Prabhupada have told for all of you, not for me. Just see, you know, how many rounds I chant. Just see what is my power. In one sitting I chant. So the instruction Prabhupada gave was for neophyte bhaktas like you. I am an advanced devotee. So then he went to Vrindavan, and everybody was thinking he's become Babaji. He's chanting whole day. I think he must have gone back home to Godhead. So for many years they couldn't see him. And then after a few years, devotees were going for Sankirtan. And in the car, they found out that, you know, they need to put on the gas. So they went to the gas station in America. And they found out whom? Babaji Maharaj at the gas station. And they were shocked that what has happened to you. And he said, you know, I went this place, I chanted. But then later on, now I have a family to take care. And then, you know, I'm doing this job. So then devotee said, okay, that's fine, Prabhu, no problem. What about chanting Hare Krishna? He said, I chanted enough for so many years. Now I am busy taking care of this. So, in that lecture, Maharaj was telling that a person may think that he is advanced, but however advanced he needs association of devotees, he needs guidance of devotees. So that's why the association is a very, very important part of our bhakti. Even Srila Rupa Goswami, in the 64 limbs of bhakti, he tells the 5 most potent form of bhakti. And out of that 5, the first is association. That association of devotees is so important. So in this verse and in the next verse, even in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is talking about the power of association. Right? So we'll speak something about the glory of association. So it is said that there's a very powerful king. He was a demon. His name was Paparaja. He was so sinful that he performed so many sins. And then one fine day, you know, the Yamadutas, they came and they took him to hell. And they took him to Yamaraj. And when Yamaraj was telling that you performed so many sinful reactions, now you have to suffer in hell. So at that time, this person, Papa Raja, said, before you give me punishment, I have a question. He said, what is the question? The question is, what is the power of Sadhu Sangha? The power of Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. Because many times we say, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koe. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoye. So he is saying that, please tell me the power of Sadhu Sangha. So Yamaraj said, you know, my only seva is to punish. I don't know this. So let me take you to Brahmaji. So he takes you to Brahma Loka. And he said, Brahmaji, he has a question. He said, what is the question? He said, what is the power of Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha? And Brahmaji says, very nice question. Let's go to Lord Shiva. Maybe he can answer. And he goes to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is in Mount Kailash. And Lord Shiva is happy to see Brahmaji and Yamaraj and this personality. And he said, what happened? What has brought you here? And he tells that, you know, this person has a question, that what is the power of Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha? And Lord Shiva says, this is a wonderful question, but I want to hear from the Supreme Lord himself, Lord Vishnu. So let's go and hear from him. So Lord Brahma, Yamaraj, Lord Shiva, and this person, Papa Raja, they all go to Vaikuntha and they try to find Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu has a surprise, because Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Papa Raja, and Yamaraj, everybody is there. And the Lord has a smile. He said, what brought all of you here? He said that this person has a question. He said, what is the question? He wants to understand the power of Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha. Lava Matra Bhakti or Lava Matra association with devotees. What is the power? And Lord Vishnu had a smile on his face. And he said, the power of association is so powerful that simply by a fragment of association with Yamaraj and by association, by that inquisitiveness to understand about the Sadhu Sangha, he has come to Vaikuntha in the association of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all of you. So then he said, now, since you have come to Vaikuntha, so now you will always be there. Because Krishna tells in the Gita, Natat bhasyate suryo, na shashanka na pavaka, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhaman paramam mama. That now you have come here, now you will always be here. So that is the power of the association of devotees. So, even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see so many great saintly personalities. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears to them, and they are asking that you can ask any benediction, and all of them are asking benediction that please give me association. Please let me hear Krishna Katha in your association. Please let me serve your devotees. And let me become the servant of the servant of the servant. That brithya, 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 paricharaka, brithya, brithya. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying that. Dhruva Maharaj is praying that. Dhruva Maharaj, who is doing such extraordinary austerities to get the kingdom higher than his great-grandfather. But when he gets the association of the Supreme Lord, he's saying, I just want to hear the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees. So in this way, we see that is the power of association of Vaishnavas. Now the question comes that if the Vaishnava association is so powerful, why people are not associating? Or why so-called people, they don't want to associate? Right? Many times we hear, many of us are preachers here. And we go to villages, we go to cities to do Krishna consciousness preaching program. And we call people for program, please come for lecture, please come for Sunday feast, please come for this program, please come for Gita class. And then people say, people give different reasons, right? The top reason people say is, no time, right? Prabhuji, please come for the lecture, no time. But do people really don't have time? because it is just a fact of priority, right? When there are cricket matches, when there are IPL, when there are so many cinemas and so many other functions which they have ruchi, then they will take out time. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, people are not interested. So the first point is, why people don't come to association of devotees? Because they are not interested. Why they are not interested? Because Krishna in the Gita says, Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taha Apaharta Chetasam. Because their intelligence is stolen. And they are attracted with Bhoga and Aishwarya. Because they want to enjoy and they feel that this can give me enjoyment. And because of that, they don't come in the association of devotees. They are not interested, right? Then the second kind of people who don't come to the association of devotees are the people who are envious. The people who are envious. Now there are people who are envious of devotees and there are people who are envious of Krishna. So the first category is envious of devotees. Many times we have seen that when we practice Krishna consciousness, when we start preaching, we become famous. So many people started coming to Krishna consciousness. And a group of people or a particular sect of people, they become envious and they try to cause trouble. They try to harm the devotees. They try to trouble the devotees, right? So when we heard when the Radha Ras Bihari temple was happening, the construction was going on, but there were a group of people who were envious. They wanted to stop the temple construction. So there's a big episode that how, you know, the so-called BMC people, they came and they were trying to harass the devotees, and some of the gundas and the dacoits, they came, they trying to break the devotees, hurt the devotees. And somehow Giriraj Maharaj, we hear the whole story that how Krishna's grace and the grace of some people, some influential powerful leaders, that the temple was protected, the devotees were protected. So we see that how people are envious. And, you know, many times they try to harm devotees. They try to harm the Krishna conscious movement. Right? Then we have devotees having their experience of meeting people who are envious of Krishna. Right? His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj was once telling to Srila Prabhupada that once he was doing Harinam, and while he was doing a Harinam, he came to a village and he was chanting the holy name, and there was this old lady. She was old, and she, you know, so old that she could leave her body anytime. But when the kirtan came close by to her, she was closing her ears and she was, you know, giving an envious look that, you know, get lost, get lost, get lost. So Indradumna Maharaj couldn't understand, and he was like, what wrong have we done to you? We are doing the most, you know, philanthropical activity of giving the holy name. Because it is said that when you chant the holy name, you benefit yourself, but when you do Sankirtan, you benefit so many conditioned souls, you benefit the trees, the insects, and so many immovable creatures. So he went and told to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, she has envy for Krishna. And because she has envy for Krishna, she cannot take the greatest benediction of the Sankirtan movement. And then Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that you should have took your hand and took her hand and made her hear the Mahamantra. You know, of course, Prabhupada was trying to tell that, you know, we try our best to give Krishna Katha. Of course, we should not be fanatic. But Prabhupada's mood was that we are giving them the greatest benediction. Right? Right? The greatest benediction. But if people are not ready, what can be done? Right? Many years ago, our devotees had gone for the bus party. So, as you know, Sankirtan buses are there, distribute books. So, many times when they distribute books, they distribute Mahaprasad also. So, one devotee was sharing an experience that there was this old beggar. And this beggar, you know, he was even limping. I think he had problem with his leg. So, he was staring at the devotees. You know, many times when you're angry, you give a staring look, an angry glance. So, these devotees were thinking that he's not come here to take the book. Maybe he doesn't have money. So, out of their great benevolence, out of their great compassion, they took some Mahaprasad and call him that, take this Mahaprasad. So, this person, he had so much envy, he just threw that Mahaprasad on the floor. And not just threw, but he trampled that Mahaprasad with his feet and gave an angry look again. So now the devotees were thinking that what envy this person has, what wrong we have done. So the devotees didn't tell them anything. In fact, they were kind to him. But he had that innate envy. Maybe he was cursing God that why you have done this to me, or maybe any other reason. So that is the aspect of envy. The third aspect is why don't people take association of devotees seriously is because of their pride. Right? Many times people who are born in a high family, they feel that we are very elevated, we are very advanced. That's why Kunti Maharani says, Janma Aishwarya Shruti Shribir Edamana Madapuman. So those who have great wealth, those who have high birth, those who have beauty, right? So some of these people, they don't come to Krishna consciousness. And many times when you go and give them Krishna consciousness, what happens? They insult you. They try to, you know, ridicule you. Hey, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Many times people make fun that, you know, dam maro dam, you know, these people are drug addicts, or these people are, you know, good for nothing, they are begging, right? Or, you know, they ridicule you that, you know, these foreigners, what they can teach us, right? I think it was in Madras somewhere, you know, Prabhupada did a DT installation at somebody's place, or some public program where Prabhupada's foreign disciples were chanting the shlokas. And many of these people, they were ridiculing them. They were saying that, just see, these foreigners, they're not able to pronounce properly. Now, many of them, they haven't heard the name of Rama or Krishna or so many Sanskrit words before. But still, they were knowing so many shlokas. And they went to Prabhupada and saying that, Swamiji, your students, their pronunciation is not good. Prabhupada said, I agree, their pronunciation may not be good, but their renunciation is very, very good. Just for me, because I spoke the message of Gita to them, they have renounced everything. They have renounced their house. They renounced their wealthy aristocratic families. And now they come to India to preach the message of God. And you are only stuck with the pronunciation. So, their renunciation is perfect. Then the fourth point, which is half knowledge. Many times people don't appreciate Krishna consciousness because they feel, maybe they are only talking about bhakti, or maybe they are only talking about Krishna, they don't know about so many other devatas, right? Many times when you preach Krishna consciousness, people feel they only talk about Krishna, 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 but they are not talking about so many other devatas, because they are also great, they are also great. But they have poor fund of knowledge. Srila Prabhupada many times in his book writes, due to the poor fund of knowledge, because of that, they don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ete chamshakala Pumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the highest thing which we are offering. Right? And most important is, Srila Prabhupada many times said that the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So many times people, they just see externals, but they don't see the internal transformation people have gone through. Right? His Grace Anand Vrindavan Prabhu many times he used to share his story, because from the very childhood he was born in a very wealthy family. At the same time, he was born in a very highly spiritual family. You know, very, very great saintly people were coming to his house for doing kathas, like Murari Bapu, Dongre Maharaj and all of them. And his father used to take care of them. And many of his family members used to come. And they used to do the seva for all the sants and sadhus. But then he said that although his family was so much connected with spirituality, but they were still attached to, you know, drinking tea, coffee, you know, pan masala, tobacco. But when he came to Krishna consciousness, he saw so many of these Western disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they were addicted to so many activities before, but they gave up everything. And now they are chanting Hare Krishna, and now they are transforming not just themselves, but they are transforming so many people all over the world. So that is what is the proof that how Krishna conscious philosophy works. So this was the first part of the purport, the power of association. And the second part was, why do people don't value the association? We discussed 5 points. One is, people are interested, people are not interested. Second, people are envious. Third, people are proud. Fourth, people have half knowledge. And fifth, people are not interested in the transformation story. People are only interested in the externals. Right? And the fifth and the sixth is procrastination. Many of us, when we used to do youth preaching, we have experienced that you call somebody for a program, he will say, Prabhuji, abhi nahi, exam ke baad. And he will say, we'll come from exam. And once exams are finished, no, I have to search for a job. Okay. So when he gets a job, then he becomes busy. So now when he gets a good job, he gets a good package, now you come. He said, no, now I have family. Now I have children. Now I have marriage. So Srila Prabhupada gives this beautiful story of Kailash. Everybody knows, right? Kailash. Narad Muni is giving him that, you come home, back to Godhead. You come, I'll take you to Vaikuntha. But he's saying, I'm just married now. Next time. Next time he comes, oh, I just got children now. Next time. Oh, my children are getting married now. Next time. And then he was about to die. He's only taking care of the family. And at the end, the same family members killed him when he in the form of snake. Right? And then he understands the value of association. So that was about that. So now we will discuss about the other part of the purport, is the stubbornness of a materialist and the persistence of a devotee. Right? So we have the classical example of Vidura and Dhritarashtra. Now we knew that from the childhood, Vidura and Dhritarashtra, they had a very close bonding. Vidura was always a well-wisher. And from the very childhood, Vidura always used to guide Dhritarashtra that please take care of your son. Please educate him nicely. Please help him to develop nice qualities. But Dhritarashtra could always, he was always materialist. He was always thinking of how he can be powerful. How his son can be powerful. He always had this tendency of me and mine. Mamaka. Right? So he always tried to help him, but he never, could take the guidance from Vidura. And to the extent that his son, Duryodhan, he insulted him so badly, but still Dhritarashtra, he didn't speak a word to protect him. And then Vidura, he considered this as will of providence and he went on a Tirthyatra. And on a Tirthyatra he met Maitreya Muni and they had a beautiful Krishna Katha. And then when he came back, after hearing Krishna Katha, he could have enjoyed, you know, in any dham and just performed his bhajan. But he had that compassion. He had that soft corner for Dhritarashtra. And because of that, he came all the way to Hastinapur. And now, no more indirect preaching. Now it was like direct fire, fiery preaching. And he started blasting Dhritarashtra. In the first canto, chapter number 13, he tells the heavy verses. He's saying, alas, how powerful are the hopes of a living being to continue his life. You are living like a household dog and you are eating the remnant foods given by Bhima. He's giving, you know, hardcore lecture. Then he's speaking heavy, you know, verses. He's saying that there is a famous verse. You know, you don't have teeth. You know, you don't have Jatar Agni, the fire Agni. But still, you are still hopeful that, you know, nothing will happen to you. Now give up this kingdom and go. So in this way, Vidura very heavily preached him that now retire. Go to the forest. Like many times, people become 50 years old. And people say, happy 50th birthday. But in Hindi, 51 is 51. 52 is 52. So the word itself indicates that now you have lived enough. Now you should go to forest. One is there. 51, 52, 53. Right? So that's why a time is there that now you practice more spirituality or give more attention to Krishna. And then finally, the lecture was so heavy that, you know, he didn't even consult Sanjaya. He immediately ran. He just ran and then he perfected his life. And that was only possible because of the genuine mercy and compassion by a pure devotee like Vidura. So similarly, we have seen that when a sincere devotee prays for a person, when a sincere devotee sincerely tries to help a struggling devotee, then that person has hope, right? We have the example of His Grace Hayagriva Prabhu. His Grace Hayagriva Prabhu was such a senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. In fact, Hayagriva Prabhu was the original devotee in the ISKCON movement. And he was very dear to Prabhupada. And he did so many wonderful service for Prabhupada. But after a few years, he left Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada used to pray for him. He was sincerely praying for him. And then he came back in the association of devotees. Prabhupada gave him sannyas. And then after some time, Srila Prabhupada departed. And Hayagriva Prabhu again, left Krishna consciousness. And then after a few years, he again came back. And then he was in his last phase of life. I think he had a cancer. And in that situation, when he was very close to his death, he was repenting that how much Srila Prabhupada loved me. How much Srila Prabhupada prayed for me. And I was so unfortunate that I didn't utilize the value of the association of devotees. So in this way, he was repenting. And in his last days, he was chanting in the association and he departed from this world. So a sincere devotee and his prayers really work. And that is the persistence of a devotee. His Grace Srinath Ji Prabhu always shares the story that how Srila Prabhupada used to come to his place and meet his father. But then he was not so much interested in Krishna consciousness at that time. And even he met Srila Prabhupada, that he was, you know, at that time follower of Chinmaya mission. So he used to debate with Prabhupada. But then later on, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj used to come and meet him. And he used to tell that, you know, when Giriraj Maharaj used to come, and he used to tell his secretary that, you know, tell him that I am not in the office. So then he used to do his work. And from morning, Giriraj Maharaj used to come. Until evening, he used to just stay there. Just to give him some prasad. Just to give him some books. And slowly, slowly, while leaving from the office, he used to see Giriraj Swami and he said, you know, you wanted to meet me. He said, yes, this is some prasad, this is some books. And slowly, slowly, he developed that great affection for Giriraj Maharaj. It is said that Giriraj Maharaj every day, if you go to Radha Ras Bihari temple, after the Srimad Bhagavatam class, they distribute the sweet rice. Even today, I think they distribute. So everybody gets that sweet rice. And Giriraj Maharaj that time used to distribute that sweet rice. And that sweet rice was so delicious that it is said that Shinaji Prabhu from his house, Malabar Hill, that place, or Priyadarshani Park, from that place he used to drive to Juhu temple. And Shinaji Prabhu was a fast driver. He used to drive in 15 minutes just so that he can get not just the sweet rice, but the association of a great devotee like Giriraj Maharaj. And that's how his Srinathji Prabhu got connected. And rest is the history, how he had transformed so many devotees, preached to so many devotees, and helped so many ISKCON temples all over the world. So that is the power of the association of devotees and how devotees have transformed themselves. So I'll end here. So we began with this beautiful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5, chapter number 14, text number 39 and 40. And in this verse, again we are continuing with the discussion of Jada Bharat and Maharaj Rahugana. Jada Bharat here is talking about the power of association, and we discuss about the power of association. We discussed the glory of association. We discussed why do people don't take association. We discussed few points. The point was people are not interested. People are envious. They are proud. They are they have half knowledge. They have procrastination. And in this way, they don't value the association of devotees. But even after doing all that, a pure devotee of the Lord or a sincere devotee of the Lord doesn't give up. He sincerely goes and goes door to door. We have the example of Nityananda Prabhu. How Nityananda Prabhu, although Jagai Madai were not interested, they were going to beat him, but still, again and again, Nityananda Prabhu, who is the greatest avatar of Karuna, compassion, is showing by his example that what we should do. And then we have the example of how Srila Prabhupada, he went all out to give the Krishna consciousness philosophy all over the world. And how he transformed the hippies into happies by chanting and giving Mahaprasad. And then we hear the persistence of devotees. We had the example of Vidura and Dhritarashtra. And then the compassion of Srila Prabhupada and his disciple. To conclude, one very amazing pastime of Shripad Ramanujacharya. Shripad Ramanujacharya, he had so many, Shiksha Gurus. And so he wanted Diksha from Goshti Purna. He wanted the sacred mantra. And Goshti Purna, you know, he told him that, you come next time, right? So I think 17 times he had gone to that place. And after 17 times repeatedly going, he finally said that now you are qualified, I will give you the mantra. But the condition is, you should not tell this mantra to anybody. The most secret mantra I am going to give. Right? So he said yes. And he heard the mantra And then, as soon as he got initiated with that mantra, he came out and he saw so many of these people who were not interested in bhakti, who were, you know, struggling in this material world. He went on the top of that temple and he called everybody that, "I want to give you the most valuable gift of mankind." And he gave this mantra, "Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya." And Goshtipurna became extremely angry. He said, "I told you, it is the greatest secret. Why did you give?" He said that, "I can understand that I didn't follow your instructions. And I am ready to go through any punishment. But I was feeling that if these people can be delivered by chanting of this mantra, then I am ready to go and atone for any punishment." So seeing the compassion of Ramanujacharya, Goshtipurna was so happy and he embraced him. So that is the compassion of the devotees. So we will end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments before we end here? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi.